Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. If you're Apple, Apple Podcasts. If you're Android, recommend Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server, $2.99 per month. You can communicate with other Heat fans and with the hosts of Five on the Floor and others of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Get off of Twitter. Again, the link is right here in the description on the podcast feed and on the YouTube channel. Again, $2.99 per month. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. It's NBA Finals. We know that some of you really don't want to watch this, but if you're going to watch it, make it more entertaining. Go to Prize Picks. Use the code 5FIVE. Get that initial deposit matched up to $100. Again, that code entitles you to that money right away. And this is basically the same game that they had legal in the state of Florida before. They just tweaked it, got it past the regulators. And look at that. They're playing Prize Picks again. Use the code 5FIVE. Get that initial deposit matched up to $100. And now, today's episode. Down to Biscay.
Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick, and follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and Five Reasons Sports. And we've got our primary playback host, Eternal Bast. You can find him on the playback channel, also sometimes here on Five on the Floor. He's been part of the draft series that they're doing along with our guy Digital Adele, as well as Matt Hanifin and others on the playback channel. Go to playback.tv/5RSN or just download the playback app and you'll find it there if you just look for the Five Reasons Sports Room. And again, that's where you can watch the games with us, but also we do episodes between games, and we do them on other sports as well. All right, so Eternal and I, the topic today is going to be Dwayne Wade. Because, man, he's been retired now. How long is it?
He's been retired since 2019.
So we're talking 5 years. I mean, it feels like legit yesterday. Where he's passing a Haslam for the triple-double, and of course Jimmy Butler sitting next to him at the table. That's how long it's been, okay? Before Jimmy came, that's how long Dwayne has been retired. Obviously, he's moved on to other things. He's a podcaster. He's a trailblazer. You know, he's a philanthropist. He's an activist. A whole bunch of things that Dwayne's doing. He was briefly a game show host. I don't think that worked out as well. He's everywhere, and I think he still has part ownership of the Utah Jazz. But his name is always in everybody's mouth. And I don't really understand it. So we're going to go through a couple of things here, right? In some terms, it's been in a good way, all right? Like Brian Windhorst, who covered the NBA Finals, literally sitting right next to me for that entire time. So, I mean, I know Brian was paying attention. You know, Brian said recently that LeBron, Brian got his start covering LeBron at St. Vincent, St. Mary, but then over time, he's covered LeBron less and less. He's talked about that. I knew about that even during the Big Three era when he moved down to South Florida for a couple of years. And he's more of a national NBA guy now. And, you know, so he doesn't always sort of, unlike some others, he doesn't always carry LeBron's water, even though people thought he did. And 2011, he talked about that finals. And, of course, that's I call it the now or never finals because, Eternal, I was in Dallas and at a Whataburger about 3:30 in the morning. And LeBron had been struggling. He was famously asked a question by Greg Doyle, who's made some news lately about a question he asked of Caitlin Clark. He was asked a question about Greg Doyle about shrinking in the fourth quarter. And LeBron couldn't stop talking about it privately. At that time, I was pretty connected to the people around him. And it was like totally in his head. All right. And of course, that was the cough series and a whole bunch of other things like that. And well, so I'm at a Whataburger at a drive-thru. I won't say my condition. I was not driving. You know, everything at Whataburger looks good at 3:30 in the morning in a certain condition, right? I mean, Dallas doesn't stay open that late. And so as we're ordering, I'm checking through Twitter, and I see that he's tweeted now or never. And I remember turning to Joe Goodman and Shandell Richardson and saying, yeah, they're losing. Because everything was in his head, like, right? And so I think what gets forgotten, and Windhorst brought this up, is that Dwayne was having a terrific series and likely would have won the MVP in that series if they had won. It would have been very hard, even for the biggest LeBron stand, to give it to LeBron, even if he, like, dominated the last two games of the series, because Dwayne was just better throughout that series. And Dwayne was – that was kind of before the bone bruise, so it's before Dwayne started – to decline. It was more so just finding role. So, Eternal, that was a positive one. But then there's been this other stuff, okay? Colin Coward comparing Jaylen Brown to him, which on its face is not that offensive, because I actually think Jaylen's the best player on the Celtics. I know that's controversial. But he also he said that Jaylen had, an unappealing offensive game like Dwayne? Did I miss Dwayne dunking on Varejão and Jermaine O'Neal? Did I miss the artistry early in his career? Did I miss and the athleticism? Did I miss what he evolved into later in his career with more of an old man game where, again, he still had moments? I mean, running up on the table and screaming, this is my house, is not entertaining offense. Colin's an idiot generally. So I'm not totally surprised, but that one. And then there's been, there's been some Robin stuff, which I'll let you get into, which is some of that is fair. But then the continuous James Harden comparisons. And I feel like I'm compelled, like I get a signal, like a bat signal, every time one of these is put out by someone where somebody, I think it was Josh Eberle this time, who's been on our podcast, who basically he put a list of players. This is what I was looking for beforehand. He put a list of players that were better than Wade or arguably better than Wade, and he had Harden as arguably better than Wade, and I just do not understand how you can have somebody as arguably better than Wade when he's literally shot 25% or below in 25% of his playoff games. I don't understand that when you have a guy who gave the greatest finals performance of all time. And by the way, James Harden had one of the worst finals performances for an award winner as a sixth man in the 2012 series against the Heat. So let me ask you this, okay? Why, in your view, is there this ongoing need to throw Dwayne into these conversations when it's pretty clear like what he is? He's the third best two guard of all time. I don't think it's disputable.
I think a lot of that is just gap separation, right? When you talk about time, and time is something that is both mysterious and very silly when it comes to the way people perceive things. You look back at the early parts of Dwayne Wade, and it's crazy, Ethan, because what was that, last August, last July, was me, you, and Greg or somebody else that did this whole Wade and James Harden discussion, a Wade versus Paul Pierce thing. Like, it's sad that we're back here again because Wade deserves so much more than that. But Wade won his third ring, won his first ring in his third year as the guy. There's a case that you could probably make that he probably wins it the second year as the guy, had it not been for the rib injury. It doesn't make sense to me why we keep revisiting this situation, you know, this conversation over and over again, especially when there are stats that you can pull, there are videos that you can pull, there are players that speak very highly of battling against Dwayne Wade, one of the greatest competitors in NBA and sports history. Kobe Bryant spoke about like what it took to battle against Wade. So it doesn't make sense to me. But you're going to have guys that discredit, you know, greatness and legends as time goes on. We've seen it with other legends in the game.
Yeah, one thing we were talking about before the podcast is that obviously Dwayne has taken some very progressive political positions. And I remember I can kind of trace Dwayne's evolution with this stuff. I always say I covered Dwayne's first Summer League game in Orlando. So, you know, I was there from beginning to end. At the beginning, you know, Dwayne was just, I mean, kind of a naive kid, sort of. I mean, I remember his first press conference, and we don't need to get into the personal stuff, obviously, that went on throughout the years, although that shaped him in some ways also. I remember that first press conference, and like all that he was really talking about was shoes, honestly. Like, it was just like, there wasn't a lot of depth there. And then over time, I mean, some of it, Shaq came in and Dwayne became sort of more media savvy. Sometimes I think to the detriment of reporters, because they had this whole game where they would make stuff up and we would have to kind of guess if they were telling the truth or not. And then Shaq left. And like Dwayne then sort of had to come back from that injury, you know, get up, what, fall down seven, get up eight. And then obviously the Dream Team too, and all of that stuff, or the Redeem Team, I'm sorry. And then, you know, was basically, you know, one of the best players, if not the best player in the league over a 2-year period. And then the big three came in and he had to sacrifice, obviously, in a way that others had not. But not only did he have to sacrifice, but he had to police. You know, I always come back to that first press conference that they had, and there were too many people. So they did it at the Heck Center at UM. They didn't do it. They did it down there to open it up to everybody. And I remember Dwayne sitting between LeBron and Bosh. And Chris, you could tell, was a little bit nervous. LeBron was nervous as hell and was tapping his fingers the entire time. So Dwayne basically took the mic. Like, Dwayne took the mic and sort of controlled the ceremonies in that. And in a lot of ways did that over the course of the first 3 years of the Big Three. One of the reasons that I was always told that LeBron kind of stayed in line with a lot of things was because Dwayne did things a certain way. So LeBron, unlike what Jimmy does now, okay, Dwayne's not here. LeBron would speak to the media all the time. LeBron would, they really didn't have a lot of those kind of issues behind the scenes with Bron. And it was mostly because Dwayne, then they had Dwayne since the beginning. They kind of raised him right, so to speak, right? Like the Heat way from the very start, him and UD together. And then you kind of see it with Bam now. He's kind of the natural successor to that. So I saw Dwayne evolve, but over time, I think what did happen though was LeBron got Dwayne more involved in causes. And, you know, we saw this, you know, obviously with a lot of the political issues that went down at the time. And you know, Dwayne, whether it was writing names on shoes or other things that he did along those lines, he got involved in more of these issues. But then as he grew even more, you know, he got to the point where he has, you know, essentially been a beacon for certain causes. And I you had said before the podcast, so we should address it here quickly, that you think that maybe that plays into this a little bit, because he is so public still, he keeps getting brought into all this stuff?
Yeah, I think because Wade also, it's kind of a two-part thing. I think because Wade had the personality like you described, where he didn't mind handing the keys as far as allowing LeBron to be the lead guy and things being shaped around LeBron. And, you know, they're kind of taking off in year two of the Big Three. And also because of how public he has been with his relationship with Gabrielle Union, you know, how supportive and outward he's been of his daughter. You know, Ethan, again, like, we're not going to dive super deep into it, but I mean, we do live in a society where, as forward thinking as you would think we would be, we're not.
Right.
And that does impact the ways that people perceive just even common sense things. Like, one thing that shouldn't be debated on court is the way D Wade is one of the best players of all time and the third best shooting guard of all time, like undisputed. But mm-hmm. it keeps getting brought up year after year. And it seems like every 3 to 5 months at this point.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I do think that again, it keeps his name in the news because he has stayed public. He stayed public, obviously, the Hall of Fame ceremony, which was very touching. But a whole bunch of different things. Like Dwayne has not, some guys just disappear in retirement. We'll never see Kawhi Leonard again. Dwayne is someone that you knew was going to be a public face. And so again, he gets thrown into these conversations, but he gets thrown into these debates that are honestly kind of ludicrous from a basketball perspective. So we'll go through them after the break here quickly and kind of talk about which are legit and which are not legit. All right, I do want to tell you about one more sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, our friends over at Autograph. Make sure you download the app using the code 5, and you can find all of your Miami Heat content or the favorite your content from your other favorite teams in one place. I also am putting up some exclusive videos just there, so check them out. Download the Autograph app from the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store, or autograph.io using the code 5. It is totally free, and you can win lots of cool stuff. We gave away a Bam Adebayo signed $500, that was the value, jersey. For $13 about a week ago. So we're going to have something else in the space there. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products. And that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the weight and handle. I love the way it looks. And I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
All right, let me get to this. This was a positive one, Eternal. Would you say he's the second best Robin of all time? Because one of the reasons he's got thrown into this time is because of Kyrie, right? So Kyrie was LeBron's Robin, and I guess now he's Luka's Robin. He better be a better Robin in game two than he was in game one. And he's being compared to Kyrie a lot. I know LeBron came out talking about he wishes he was still playing with Kyrie, kind of making about himself. I covered Kyrie's first season up there. I did a lot of comparison because I didn't think Kyrie measured up to Dwayne as a teammate in the way that, but again, Dwayne was a more mature, older player than Kyrie was at that time. Is it fair to say that Dwayne was a better Robin to LeBron, let's just say, than Kyrie has been or was?
I think it's ludicrous because I obviously is within a vacuum. It's very hard to say because, LeBron and Wade only played 4 seasons together. That first season, you can't necessarily say Wade was the Robin because they were kind of co-leading the ship in the finals. He outperformed him. And really, to be honest, Wade had a very, very strong playoffs run that year outside of, I guess you could point to the Chicago series, which Wade never really played with against Chicago. But that second season, even the finals, Wade had some very strong performances. I guess you could say, he was, I don't know, they had him second on the list to Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
And if at that no point was Scottie ever the lead man with Michael.
Not with Michael. Yeah, the year that Michael left. And then, of course, there was the famous timeout and the Kukoc, the play run for Kukoc, right? But Scottie was great that year. He was an MVP candidate.
Right. So I think the nuance of that conversation is just very difficult because to me, I would say, I guess it is Scottie because you won six in that role. We talk about the Miami Heat way. You're the superstar in your role. And I don't think anybody played that role as great as Scottie did. But
Dwayne was a better leading man.
Yeah.
But
he was talking about with LeBron, you know.
Right, but Dwayne was a better leading man pre-LeBron. Pippen never had a pre-Jordan.
Right.
Right. But Jordan never won without Pippen. And I think it's reasonable to say Pippen is the best Robin of all time in terms of understanding that role. Dwayne assumed that role. And again, we're cycling back here to the 2011 finals where he didn't – he assumed that the lead role kind of by accident because LeBron was so ineffective in that series. And Mike Bibby was the starting point guard and like somebody needed to do something. But I would say it's Scottie because, again
– yeah.
You know, there are others in history that we could look at. But to win six titles as the second guy to do all the dirty work stuff – and Scottie could have been a lead guy, and he showed it in that year afterwards where he could have been an MVP candidate. It's hard to make the argument. But the Kyrie one I'm not going to accept because the thing about – I understand Kyrie made huge shots to win the championship. I get it and all of that. And some may want to make the argument that Kyrie was more skilled than Wade. I think it depends on what you're focusing on. Certainly not more skilled defensively. When Dwayne was engaged as an off-the-ball defender, I mean, Kyrie has never been a plus defender. He's been adequate at times when he's wanted to be. But to me, it's Dwayne. And the other argument here, before we close, is this idea of others trying to throw people into the conversation as the third best two guard of all time, when honestly, I think, and I know this is controversial, Dwayne is closer to Kobe as the number two than anybody is to Dwayne as the number three. Iverson was more of a point guard. I had this conversation with LeBron and Dwayne. They actually argued about it. I'm not going to put Iverson ahead of Wade in any context, and I'm not putting Jerry West ahead of Wade. And so the only other person we're talking about is Clyde Drexler. Or again, Harden, who I'm not putting there. Is there anybody in today's game that you think someday? I mean, I heard people talking Bradley Beal early in his career. But before we close, is there anybody in today's game that you think would approach Dwayne to take that number three spot?
I'm just going to give you some numbers. And mind you, the 2000s, for people that don't remember, these are the positions that were really the star of, like, I really, to be honest with you, Ethan, I guess you could probably say the 2000s had stars at every position, right? Like you had superstar point guards, you had superstar shooting guards, you had superstar small forwards, power forwards, and centers, right? Like they're scattered throughout the 2000s. Wade, and that's really to be debated, he never made first team all defense.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some cases that you can make that he should have, right? I think a couple of times, especially the 08-09 season, he outplayed Kobe.
Right. Well, Kobe made it, I think, by default because of the offense sometimes, but Dwayne should have gotten that. And now we all know later in Dwayne's career, he stopped running back on defense.
Oh, he was cherry picking.
And he was cherry picking, yes. but he was great at that time. No, I'm with you on that. And unfortunately, we got to close here. But I'm just like,
well, before we close, I want to give you something. So Dwayne Wade from 2003-04 season to the 2010-2011 season. Right, we can just say the 2010-2011 season was the end of the height of Wade being at his peak. Right. Wade averaged 25.4 points, 6.3 assists, 5.1 rebounds, and 547 games between 2003-04 to 2010-2011. Wade also, as a shooting guard, finished top three voting in MVP and Defensive Player of the Year. We can stop all this bullshit-ass conversation. We can just stop.
And that's where we'll stop it. Check out our sponsors. Autograph, use the code 5. Prize Picks, use the code 5. Go to playback.tv/5RSN. Follow Eternal there. We'll be on for the NBA Finals and draft previews. We're not going to start putting other people ahead of Dwayne just because we got nothing else to talk about. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the 5 Reason Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.